And I'm going to invite Brett to come forward. We've heard some wonderful eyewitness accounts from the wise men, the shepherds, and so from Herod. I asked Brett to share about Emmanuel, God with us, and what it means now.
So, obviously, Isaiah said the virgin will give us a son, the son, Emmanuel, God who is with us. And then Matthew said, Jesus, God with us, the prophecy has been fulfilled. And then I was looking for some references in the Bible, and Matthew, with us, with God, all things is possible. Then Luke, nothing is impossible with God. Romans, God is a constant companion. So I just wanted to stand up here and say, it's been such a blessing to find River Church and this community and our Wednesday evening group. There was a while when I couldn't feel God directly, and it was bothering me. And then we found this group, and that in itself is a miracle, how we found River. It was through Sam's writing, and then she had a friend who was in her writing group, and she went to visit her friend, and they went to Rise Church in Visalia together in America. And then her friend looked online and found this church for us. And basically because of the values that are there. And so it's been such a wonderful journey because, for example, my mom is very a strong Christian, and I talk openly with her. And for a few years I had to say to her, look, I see what you believe, but I'm not in the same page. I just can't feel it. And now I feel so great that I've come back. And it's every time I feel the sun on my face, or I go to a mountain, or I'm with this group, I can honestly feel God inside me. And I'm so incredibly grateful that Jesus gave us all these, gave us the message that allows us to feel God with us, Emmanuel, with us, God. Thank you.
Where hope is born. In the hush of a winter night, a single star shone clear and bright, lighting the dark, the silent sky, as if a promise were standing by. It wasn't loud, it didn't blaze, yet still it caught the watching gaze. Different somehow, strong and true, a steady light to guide them through. Wise men saw it, rose to go, trusting that calm and constant glow. Through dusty roads and desert sand, the star went on just as planned. It didn't shout, it didn't speak, but led the hearts who chose to seek. Across the miles, through dark and doubt, that faithful light did not go out. At last it stopped above one place, a humble birth, a quiet space. No palace walls, no golden throne, just straw and warmth and love alone. A baby lay where animals breathed, hope wrapped small, yet deeply believed. In that stillness, gentle and mild, peace was born in a fragile child. That shining star still shines today, cooling our hearts along the way. A simple light for all to see, lighting paths for you and me.
Christmas. The stories we've been hearing this morning, absolutely extraordinary. It's absolutely extraordinary, isn't it? What an extraordinary story. It's just full from beginning to end of these otherworldly, crazy moments. Heaven breaking into earth sort of moments. Things foretold and foreshadowed coming to pass moments. Completely extraordinary. And I've been reflecting on this ancient and familiar story through a lens of, well, the word extraordinary, you'll guess that, but through a lens of heaven breaking through to earth moments. Heaven meaning God, God's space and place, and earth meaning us, humankind, our space and place. So winding it back a little bit further than we've been this morning, you get this young girl who's betrothed, that's engaged in our language, and a virgin as well. And she meets an angel, but not just any old angel, Gabriel, the archangel, the angel of all angels, so to speak. And this young girl, Mary, she's having this scary angel encounter. And what does she do? She asks a question. Yep, she wasn't all meek and mild. She was really brave, our Mary. And she asked a question. Well, she actually asked two questions. First of all, she's sort of questioning to herself, well, what kind of angelic greeting is this? Interesting. And then she says, well, how can it be when the angel says you're going to have a baby? She says, I can't be because I'm a virgin. And yet she believes the extraordinary answer. And then one step further, I'm on a bit of a redeeming Mary mission here, you'll guess. One step further, she comes out with a beautiful song of praise, which is actually drawing on a really deep knowledge of the Hebrew scriptures, the theme of which won't surprise anybody who's part of River Church, the theme of which is God's heart for the poor, the hungry, and the lowly. And that's Mary. Extraordinary. Completely extraordinary. And I won't detail the extraordinary encounters of Elizabeth and Zechariah, John the Baptist's parents, but go and read them. But a clue, angels again. And also a really interesting point here, theologically. You can tell that I'm married to Mr. Wikipedius. The first prophetic voices in the New Testament were female. So Mary, an extraordinarily brave young woman. And then the other bit that I really wanted to focus on this morning, which Johnny brought to life fantastically, is the shepherds on the hillside outside Bethlehem. A really awesome moment. So this angel comes to give them a message that Jesus is born and says, as angels often do not be afraid. Why do angels say that? I think it must have been because they were scary, they were otherworldly, a shock to see, extraordinary, absolutely extraordinary. But next in this story, which we've heard read to us, I think is one of the key heaven breaking into earth moments that we see in the scriptures. Because we read, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favours. A multitude of the heavenly host. What's that then? I think we don't really know, to be honest, but it's loads and loads of angels, loads and loads of angelic beings. It's like they can't contain themselves. And I wondered to myself, could this moment when they just break in from the heavenly space, could that be the very moment Jesus is getting born? Could it be? Well, I don't know, but I like to think that perhaps it is. Because I think that, as Jesus is born, is the moment when heaven and earth are getting reconciled, rejoined up. Heaven touches earth, don't fear. Heaven breaks through to earth, good news for all. Heaven praises God and peace rests on those he favours, which is all of us. It's an extraordinary, amazing moment. And like many events in the New Testament scriptures, if you look in the Old Testament Hebrew scriptures, you can find it there as well, foreshadowed, a hint, a clue, an indication of the future. Question, does anybody know what the shepherds experience, where that is foreshadowed in the Hebrew scriptures in the Old Testament? Anyone know? Jacob's ladder. Anyone know that story? In Genesis 28, there's this chap called Jacob. I won't go into who he was. But anyway, he has a dream and he sees a ladder. And he sees heaven and earth being connected by a ladder. And it says he dreamed there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and the angels were ascending and descending on it, a heaven breaking into earth type moment. And the significance of this, well, I get excited by this stuff as I'm kind of rooting through the scriptures. because as I've been meditating in it, if we read on in John 1:51, we get the voice of Jesus, grown up now, and Jesus says, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, you will see heaven opened and angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. The Son of Man, Jesus, being the bridge between heaven and earth. So here's the thing, Jesus is the ladder. And this is how heaven and earth are reconciled, through Jesus' very self, which is what we're talking about this morning, incarnation, God's presence with us. And here's the thing, I don't think the story is about us getting to go to heaven. I think the story is about heaven here with us because Jesus came. And as I was thinking it's not about a ladder up. It's about a ladder coming down to us. Emmanuel, God with us. It is about Jesus' otherness, but it's also about Jesus' usness, his humanness, his experience as fully human and fully God together. There is this miracle, this extraordinary miracle. Because he wasn't separate and unique and different in a different sort of birth story. It's the same story of all our births, isn't it? He was welcomed and warm, just like any child in a loving community. Extraordinary. And so are all of you. So is each one of you. You're all extraordinary. Because each of you were born. We were all born, didn't we? We were all born to know God. And we're all born to a world, into a world where heaven connects to earth through Jesus, which is awesome. So I wanted to just finish this extraordinary story thinking on this idea of awesomeness, of reverence, and maybe with a little stillness. John O'Donohue, the Irish poet, said, "What you encounter, recognise or discover depends to a large degree on the quality of your approach. When we approach with reverence, great things decide to approach us." When we approach with reverence, great things approach us. And reverence is the recognition of something greater than the self, something other than us, that's beyond human creation or control, and that transcends all our understanding. So my question to all of you this Christmas is, could you approach God, Emmanuel, God with us this Christmas, with reverence? Especially if you just don't know or you just aren't sure. Could you approach God in the quiet wonder for a moment? Could you? And my prayer then is that great things will approach you, that you will encounter Emmanuel, God with us, made possible by Jesus, arriving as a baby, fulfilling all God intended for this creation, all God always intended for this creation, which is this free-flowing relationship with the things of heaven, with God, God's very self, through Jesus, our bridge, our ladder, our way. Absolutely extraordinary.